Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
A good question.
3 random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
1, 2, 3.
On the fan.
A little 3RQ for you on this Wednesday, as always, at 11:40 or around 11:40. Number one, today is your birthday.
Yeah.
Are you somebody who tells people that it's your birthday, or somebody who shies away from the birthday stuff?
Probably somewhere in between. I definitely don't shy away from it. I mean, do I think about things differently as I get older? Yeah. I mean, I get deep in my thoughts. I do. I do a lot when I'm driving. Yeah, I've told you that when I really don't listen to sports radio a ton. Right. I do more so coming in, listening to Boomer and Geo, kind of get our show right together. But going home, I'm a music guy, and long rides, I'm a music person. And, you know, I mean, the reality of getting older is it is what it is, but the other reality is you're not here to enjoy it. So I'm cool with it. But yeah, I think about it. And now somebody asked me my age. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you, of course. Right. I'd say I'm somewhere in between. I appreciate when people reach out, but I certainly don't walk around and stuff it down people's throat that it's right. My birthday.
You know, I mean, you were getting a lot of texts, I noticed, before people knew it was your birthday. And I'm like, well, how the hell do they know it's your birthday?
Yeah.
You have any idea how they know it's your birthday?
Probably on Facebook, which is private for just family and friends.
Okay.
It's got, you know, yeah, that's where most of it's. And then, you know, listen, unlike you, I just happen to have a lot of friends.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, that is the case. Now, I am the opposite. I don't want anybody to know my birthday. I don't know why that is.
Really?
As I've gotten older, it's just like, like, as a kid, it was great. My parents always made it special, and that was fun.
Yeah.
But, like, and even my mom, like, to this day, oh, come over, we'll have a... I'm like, Ma.
my mom's the same way.
Yeah, like...
Carvel, the barbecue, five gifts.
Don't get me wrong, I love it, but I'm like, I'm an adult now. I don't need to do the birthday thing. I do appreciate it. And I can understand the parents' perspective now, being a parent, how it's impossible to let that go.
It gets expensive. Well, and that's the other thing, too.
You remember telling me about the ponies and things like that.
Oh, yeah, last year, my daughter, we had ponies. Oh, my God. God, what the hell? No, but it's I'm very grateful for this. I mean, yeah, she drives me nuts with other stuff, like every wife does, and vice versa. But my wife makes all this stuff special. So I told you, when I woke up, she had breakfast. They brought it up to the bed with the kids and balloons. And she's like my mom in that regard. She makes those days real special.
The problem is, if she does that for you...
I do it for her, too.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be bothered with that. Geez. Let's make a deal, honey. You don't even have to know when my birthday is, but I ain't doing squat for you either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say, I get you a little card, okay? Like, here's the card from the baby. Isn't it cute? Yeah. All right, what do you want? You want some flowers? Okay, fine. Let's not make it a big production here. We're both adults. We got things going on. We're trying to maintain a house, a career. You're watching the kid, like... No need to make a big deal of the birthdays.
Well, can I just ask one question to both of you guys?
Sounds special, Sal.
Are your wives more of a morning birthday person or like an evening? Like,
morning. Well, actually, it's the whole day. She will do that the whole day. Why? What about you?
No. Like my wife is like, everything's got to be celebrated in the morning. It's like, it's got to be special from the... I get up. I'm the last person to get up. I can't beat everyone to the punch. So she's up and like, I haven't gotten things ready.
You don't even like your birthday, you said.
No. But
you know what his birthday is?
I don't.
He wouldn't tell me.
I won't tell you.
But for a month. Yeah, he won't tell
you. What do you mean you won't tell us?
Because I don't do that stuff. I'm like Sal. I skip over it.
Yeah,
you guys are weird.
Yeah, and by the way, we might be wrong here. Chernoff, who I worked with for 20 years, never once said any happy birthday to me. And well, he texted BT today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. He likes me better.
I mean, this is quite apparent, Sal.
Try not to make Sal yell so much. I can't listen when he yells.
He did. He reached out. I really appreciated
that. That's
cool.
I mean, maybe I should be telling people when my birthday is. Maybe we got this wrong.
No, because again, we have to pay it. We got to pay it back.
I want a cake. I want some cupcakes. No, I really want our anniversary celebrated. That's what I want more than anything.
That will happen. They did it for me and Teague, so they better do it for us. So I do do this, and I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it is jumping through hoops because my wife's birthday's in December, a week before Christmas.
Same. We went over this last year. My wife, same thing.
God.
It's awful.
You got Thanksgiving, then you had our anniversaries in October, then Valentine's. It's a lot.
It doesn't end, yeah.
But I do. I, before I go to bed, because I'm not a morning person, but I don't have to be. I make the island fancy, yeah. And I just, you know, I do it for her, and she does it for the kids, yeah. And it's eventually it ends when the kids are older, yeah. older, and I just don't care enough. I'm too old to care, but yeah, right now I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I did that too when we were dating. Then we got married, and it's like, hey, happy birthday. I'll see you later. I'm going to work. All right, second one. Is have a nice day enough?
A little hot toy instead.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I didn't want to go there. You were saying, you know, special birthday all day long. I did
save
in my
the
mind.
Cake, have a little.
What's wrong with you?
Oh man! All right, Sal, what do we got? Buddy number two
is have a nice. Okay, I don't know if we should continue. If have a nice is have a nice day enough of a greeting? And I bring this up because I was at the post office over the weekend.
Oh God!
And I was like, all right, thanks. Have a nice day. And
was this goes, after Costco?
This was
because it's not open on Sunday.
It was after Costco.
Saturday, you had.
I forgot to get the package in the morning on the way. Actually, it was nice and peaceful, a nice easy drive, wind down after Costco's miserable.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But the guy goes at the end of it. He goes, "Have a nice month." And as I'm walking to the car, I'm like, "Did he just say have a nice month?" Because I was like, "Oh, have a nice day, man." Or he goes, "Have a nice month." I was like, "Oh, yeah, have a good day." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Wait, now I shorted him because he said have a nice month. I said have a nice day." And then I'm thinking, is have a nice month, like, you're not just going to go have a nice year. That's what Happy New Year's is for. But hey, you know what? You have a good month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's actually a nice greeting. Have we shorted ourselves by just saying have a nice day? Why not further it like this nice postman did?
I've never heard anybody say that in my life.
Either.
Have a good month. So I can see if you drop it off the rent like that, with the mortgage, like you drop it and it's like a monthly, you know, check-in. Hey, have a good month. I'll see you next month when you drop it off. That's just, that's odd.
Yeah.
Some people are oddly happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
how
it felt to me.
I can't, you know.
Have a nice month. I'm trying to get through the day, pal.
I'm trying to get through the hour.
You're right.
Get a parking spot, fight the 37 minutes getting through the Holland Tunnel when it's 9 feet in front of me. Have a good month. That is odd. No, I mean, but listen, if you're going to err on something, err on the side of being nice, right?
All right, last one for you. This is a good one.
Okay.
What's something a school teacher, could be at any level, but for me it goes back to probably the third grade. What's something a school teacher said to you that has stuck with you? Is there anything?
Something that a teacher said to me. I would say it wasn't my teacher as much as it was my dean of discipline.
Okay.
At my high school, which was a very regimented Xavier High School, military.
You got a little
trouble? All the time, right? And I remember my dean of discipline, who outside of my father, was the greatest influence on my life because he kept me in the school when I should have been thrown out multiple times, if I'm going to keep it real. And he said, and I did something, I can tell you what I did.
Yeah.
Did something, but it was...
Tell me off the air.
I will. Yeah. It was pushing the boundaries.
Okay.
Put it this way, I couldn't go to my prom for what I did. I was banned from the prom. So, and I was about to get kicked out and he said, the only reason I'm not kicking you out is because I think you're going to do something special in the world. And this was after 4 years of grinding just to get through it. So I would say that, I mean, I don't know that anything's even close to that, because if they would have kicked me out and I didn't graduate from there, I probably don't go to the college that I go to. I'm not sitting here. Like, it's a completely different path. So I would say that. How about you?
Interesting.
Yeah, I know it's a little deep,
yeah,
but
I love
him so much.
Mine's nowhere, it's great. Mine
Mr. Gregory.
Mine's nowhere near as deep. It was Mrs. McDonald in third grade. And I don't know why it stuck with me, but it has since third grade.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, and also, I guess, the class.
The Mets will never win?
Yeah, right. She said that the first words out of your mouth every month should be rabbit for good luck.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. So, like, you should say, like, the and I don't know if it's my OCD or what, but every month, like, generally, and I got away from it in the last couple of years, but even.
You actually still do this?
Yeah. Yeah, if I remember, it's like, oh, it's June 1st. And I'm like, oh, rabbit.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and I can't say, no, I say, yeah. Yeah, it stuck with me, and I'm superstitious, and I don't know, it sets the
tone for a good month?
I guess.
Well, did you say rabbit to the mail guy when he said have a good month?
No, it was already middle of June. Okay. We missed our opportunity. Sometimes I'll forget, and my wife will talk to me, and I'm like, what are you doing? I wanted the first word out of my mouth to be rabbit for this month. No, but isn't that just an odd?
That is.
From third grade, Miss McDonald, yeah, you should say rabbit every
did
month.
Did you ever explain why? There's no origin. There's got to be a basis of that.
I don't know, but it's just, like, why would I even remember that?
Well,
think about that.
Are you the kind of guy who, like, when some people do this, when you go over a railroad, you either hold your breath or you pick your feet up?
Nah, I don't do that.
No, so you're not wrapped up into all that stuff.
No,
it's just the rabbit deal.
I have certain things. Well, I would not have known this on my own.
Yeah.
She said it. I don't know if that's a thing, if it was a thing. I just remember in third grade, Miss McDonald saying that when the calendar turns to a new month, say rabbit, and it brings, you know, like a rabbit's foot brings you good luck.
Sure.
Right.
Well, maybe that's the origin.
Well, I guess, but
like, it's all pleasant thoughts. It's worked out well for you so far.
Anyway, that's what I took away from school. And I, too, have made it here. And if not for Miss McDonald, who knows where I would have ended
Mr.
up.
Mr. Gregory and Miss McDonald united us.
BT and Sal on the Fan will come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. And there were two crowns today. Subway Series, of course, with the Mets winning, the Yankees struggling still, and the Knicks making a big trade.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.